Hundreds of students took part in a barefoot march through Caracas as talks between the government and opposition to end anti-government demonstrations continued with no end in sight. The ongoing crisis has led to speculation about whether the Venezuelan military will continue to support the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro if conditions in the country continue to deteriorate. President Maduro has repeatedly accused the protesters of trying to stage a coup. In March, three Air Force generals were arrested for plotting against the government, but the military leadership has expressed its loyalty to the embattled president. Alejandro Sanchez, an analyst with the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, says that is in part because Venezuela has become Latin America's largest weapons buyer.
It's about the economy being as bad as it is, the military's budget doesn't seem to have been affected. I will say as much, because even for the past couple of months, we keep hearing all about these sales.
The late President Hugo Chavez cut military ties with the United States in 2005 and replaced most military leaders with officers loyal to him. General John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, says today it has zero military contact with Venezuela.
Very few military officers in Venezuela of any rank have any recollection of working with the U.S. military. Those that do, frankly, I think they're probably retired by now, but certainly have great memories of working with us.
Some critics of the Maduro government say the deteriorating economic and security conditions in the country are testing the limits of the military support. Latin America analyst Roger Noriega is with the American Enterprise Institute.
Maduro is not a military man. He doesn't have the confidence, certainly hasn't inspired the confidence of the military in the last year. And I think the military is very wary about following Maduro over a cliff.
Opposition leader Enrique Capriles says he does not want a coup, but is demanding action to address the country's high crime rate, shortage of goods, and soaring inflation. Critics of the government do not expect the military to intervene, but if the situation in Venezuela spirals out of control, they argue the armed forces have a constitutional role to maintain order. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.